Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough. That's not what I'm saying, Abbot. I mean, I'm not after personal glory. That's not what I'm about. I'm just saying that when I'm mingling with the other Nazarites, it would be kind of nice if you could tell that I haven't had a haircut in years. But anyway, I've got to introduce the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to the Fursome Foursome. Here's Rabbi Kuhn to start us off with our Old Testament reading with Joshua chapters 19 and 20.
Hello, everybody. In case you forget, we're still in the book of Joshua, and we're reading about the way that Israel got divided up among the tribes. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. And their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, and Sheba, and Molada, and Harashol, and Bala, and Azim, and Eltolad, and Bethel, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Beth Markabot, and Hazar Susa, and Beth Lebaoth, and Sharuhin, 13 cities in their villages. Ain, Remen, and Eta, and Ashen, 4 cities in their villages. And all the villages that were round about these cities, the Baalath Beer, Ramoth of the south, this is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon. For the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. And the third lot came up for the children of Zebulun according to their families. And the border of their inheritance was unto Sarid. And the border went up toward the sea and Marah, and reached to Dabasheth, and reached to the river that is before Jokneam. And turned from Sarid eastward toward the sun rising unto the border of Chisloth Tabor, and then goeth out to Dabarat, and goeth up to Japhia, and from thence passeth along to the east to Gittah Hepher, to Itah Kazin, and goeth out to Ramon Metoah, to Nia, and the border that compasseth on the north side to Hanaton, and the goings out thereof are in the valley of Jiftael. And Keta, and Nahalal, and Shimran, and Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. And this is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families, these cities with their villages. And the fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the children of Issachar according to their families. And their border was toward Jezreel, and Chesulot, and Shunem, and Raphaim, and Shihon, and Anaharat, and Rabith, and Kishion, and Abez, and Ramoth, and Enganim, and Enhada, and Bethpazez. And the coast reached to Tabor, and Shahazma, and Bethshemesh, and the outgoings of their border were Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families, the cities and their villages. And the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families. And their border was Hilkat, and Hali, Beten, and Akshaph, and Alammelech, and Ahmed, and Mishael, and reached the Carmel westward, and to Shehor Libnath, and turned toward the sun rising to Beth Dagon, and reached to Zebulun, and to the valley of Jiphthahel, toward the north side of Betamek, and Neil, and goeth out to Kabul on the left hand. And Hebron, and Rahab, and Hammon, and Cana, even unto great Zidon. And then the coast turneth to Ramah, and to the strong city Tyre. And the coast turneth to Hosa, and the outgoings thereof are at the sea from the coast to Akzib. Uma also, and Aphek, and Rehob, 20 and 2 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, even for the children of Naphtali according to their families. And the coast was from Heleph, from Alon to Zananim, and Adamai, Nekeb, and Jabneel, unto Lakem, and the outgoings thereof Jordan. And then the ghost turned it westward to Esno Tabor, and goeth out from thence to Hukok, and reacheth Zebulun on the south side, and reacheth to Asher on the west side, and to Judah upon Jordan toward the sun rising. And the fenced cities are Zidim, Zer, and Hamath, Raka, and Shinnereth, and Adama, and Ramah, and Hazor, and Kadesh, and Edrei, and Hazor, and Ayon, and Migdalil, Horim, and Bethanath, and Bethshemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities, and their villages. And the seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families. And the coast of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtael, and Irhemish, and Shealabin, and Ajalon, and Jetlah, and Ilan, and Thimnatha, and Ekron, and Elteke, and Gibbethon, and Baalat, and Jehud, and Beneberak, and Gathrimon, and Mejakon, and Rakon, with the border before Japho. And the coast of the children of Dan went out too little for them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem, and took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and possessed it, and dwelt therein, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their coast, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun among them. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked, even Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim. And he built the city and dwelt therein. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So they made an end of dividing the country. Then the Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city of them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city, until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return, and come unto his own city, and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. And on the other side Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Beza in the wilderness upon the plain, out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead, out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them, that whosoever killeth any person at unawares might flee thither, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stood before the congregation.
Thank you, Rabbi. And now Abbot Babbitt will be reading our New Testament reading, Luke 19, verses 28 through 48.
Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 28. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Tell him, The Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, Why are you untying the colt? They replied, The Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you, and encircle you, and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. Then he entered the temple area and began driving out those who were selling. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it, because all the people hung on his words.
Thank you, Babbitt. Now here's Psalm 88 from Brother Caduceus.
A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, for the director of music, according to Mahalath Leonoth, a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord, the God who sees me, day and night I cry out before you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like a man without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily upon me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves, Selah. You have taken from me my closest friends, and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord. Every day I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do those who are dead rise up and praise you, Selah? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have been afflicted and close to death. I have suffered your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend.
Thank you, brother. And finally, here's our proverb for today. Our proverb this morning is 13:12-14. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. He who scorns instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command is rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death.
And by the way, Oren, don't feel too bad that you're here in Korin, even though you're under Nazarite vow. Because you know, not every animal's hair grows. They're only vikes but humans.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and lions. It vikes with lions, too.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and horses. Yeah, humans, lions, and horses. Oh, and donkeys. And I think maybe sheep, too. And possibly buffalo.
Thank you, Rabbi. I get the idea.
Well, now, I haven't had a haircut in years, either.
Yeah, but you're a reptile.
Well, I'm not a reptile. In fact, I was a man when you entered the monastery, and my hair had not grown in years.
Yes, I remember. You were as bald as a grapefruit.
Indeed, but I'm feeling much better now.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.